wanted a dog to be company and to play with? I sure have. So this is the story of how I got my dog. Now sit back, relax, and listen. Hi, this is Caden, and I will tell you the story of how I got my dog. After the New Year's in January, on a chilly day, my mother, my sister, and I discussed wanting a dog so we can play with the dog, have someone to cuddle with, and enjoy our time with until we get older. So we went online, and my mom saw this couple who were selling Australian Shepherd puppies. Their dog just had puppies, and they were selling them in search for a new home for the little ones. So on another chilly day, because it was winter, we went to go look at the puppies, but when we walked in, there was only one puppy left. In my opinion, we were lucky. My mom was negotiating how to pay for the dog, because it was a lot of money. Because Australian Shepherds are an intelligent and rare breed of dog. But my mom tried to pay half and half later, but sadly they declined. Me and my sister sadly walking to the car to leave while my mom tried to cheer us up. But it's harder to cheer my sister up than me because she fell in love with the dog. And plus, the puppy was a girl. And then, right before we were about to get in the car, the lady came outside screaming, "We could take her." Me and my sister were very happy. They gave us all her stuff, and we couldn't believe that we had just got a dog. We were so excited and confused at the same time. It was a very amusing feeling. My mom then had to run out and buy toys and food for our puppy. Then in the car, we were choosing names, and I decided to name her Misha. And everyone in the car liked it, my mom and sister. So her name was Misha. It feels good to name something. After that, I was so excited that I could barely sleep. Like the day before Christmas or on your birthday, we were about to tell my grandma and aunt. My grandma wasn't too excited because she doesn't really like animals. But my aunt wasn't too excited either, but she liked the dog. My cousins, her kids, they loved the dog. Surprisingly, Misha was fluffy and always smelled good. Misha has lots of energy and can get a little annoying because even when everyone else is tired, guess what? She has energy. Yet she's like the size of a chihuahua, and when she barks, it's like a chihuahua and a Doberman bark combined because it's loud like a chihuahua but scary like a Doberman bark. Something I figured out is that when me and my family eat, Misha likes to eat with us. I guess that's her way of making herself feel at home. So that's pretty awesome. Misha loves to run around with anyone, and she even chases dogs across the road. But when we call her, she listens. Well, most of the time. She's pretty obedient. Misha is quite small and isn't as big as her parents, but not as small as a chihuahua. Misha is a mini Aussie, and her parents are a toy Aussie, which are a bit bigger. Misha, like any dog, loves to sniff holes and poo, which is disgusting. Misha is very good with people and other dogs, that's why she's fun to play with. My family and I love to play soccer, me, my sister, and stepdad. Misha's personality is so big that she loves to play soccer with us. Misha just grabs the ball and runs around with it, and we chase her. She is good for not biting, but when she wants something, she'll bark for it until we give it to her or tell her no. She doesn't really ask for treats unless she goes pee or poo. She's very gentle. She loves everyone. She's a little scared of bigger dogs, but she loves to herd dogs because Misha's a herd dog, which means she is very good for a farm dog and especially a guard dog. She will play by anyone she knows if they hit me, my sister, and my mom because Misha loves protecting us and Misha loves us. Also, we are her owners, so eventually my mom thought I wasn't doing enough with Misha and wanted to give her away. Me and my sister loved Misha and didn't want to give her away, but my mom said we had to step up, and we didn't. So one of my mom's old friends wanted Misha, and they lived in Hamilton. We were going there to see if they wanted Misha. We booked a hotel in Hamilton, packed up, and left. It was a beautiful drive, all the cities and the lakes. It was amazing. So first we went to my mom's friend's house, but then it was It was nice and big, their house. They had two kids and two cats, and the kids loved Misha. So we went to eat at a chip stand, and it was nice, and the kids walked Misha, and they loved her. She was so good to walk. Then after that, we went to check in our hotel, and at night, we left Misha with them and came back in the morning. So we went to the table to talk, and they said Misha cried all night waiting for us to come back. And they said no to taking Misha, which means they weren't going to take Misha, because Misha is too attached to us. And it felt like the first day we got Misha again. I was so happy, and it was such a nice feeling. Looking back, I regret almost losing Misha and not being committed to her. Now I've stepped up with Misha, and I could not think of living without Misha, because she is so nice just sitting there and talking to Misha for fun, because she is very easy to talk to, and because she doesn't talk back. You can tell Misha anything you want. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed, and please follow, and see you next time. Goodbye.